Okay, I'm Robin 378. Can you report your check-in count, please?
Yeah, this is Robin, WRMY 378. We have a count of 27 tonight, Kimber, 27.
Copy that. I hear 27, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you, WRMY 378. Robin, I really appreciate you being there as my alternate. You and I have been a good team for quite a while now, and wish you well in everything. Thank you, my friend. In the case of an emergency event and no one else is on frequency, you should act as net control until someone takes your place. If the primary or alternate net control stations are not present within 5 minutes of this net when it's scheduled to begin, the first station to join the net should act as net control until relieved by assigned primary or alternate net control station. You are all encouraged to check into the Channel 3 project on Sundays using the Channel 3 simplex following the 7 p.m. Ameron net. Also, for the Illinois Valley, that happens on Monday nights with the IVAR Connect with Craig and Judy, 605. A lot of good stuff going on all throughout the valleys in Josephine and Jackson County, and Klamath Falls is coming up on that list too. In emergency event, Oregon GMRS will designate the net control station. I wish to thank Oregon GMRS for the use of their repeaters. Also, DDB.net, thank you for those repeaters as well. Dale, you and Jeff are great in allowing us to be here. For more information about GMRS and local repeaters, visit www.oregongmrs.org. Okay, this is Kimber, WRKV 487, Net Control. I wish to thank all who participated in the net tonight. The Southern Oregon GMRS net is closing at 8:40 p.m. local time with 27 check-ins. This frequency is returned to normal operations. Good night, all.
Thanks, Kimber. 378 monitoring. Thanks, Kimber.
Everyone, you are so welcome. Thanks for being here. I just love hanging around you guys and hearing these voices. So, hope to see you at the party this Saturday, and if not, then we'll be talking soon. Did I hear a break in there too? Was that you, John?
That was Kimber. I was in the middle of a conversation. I just heard something like Klamath Falls is coming up on that too. What did I miss, or did I miss?
Oh, no, you didn't miss anything. I was just talking about how Klamath Falls is coming up on the they are your Channel 3 program and getting together and knowing your communities and working with that. It's doing pretty good, and I'm really proud of you guys.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I didn't miss something I shouldn't have. Okay, Kimber, you have a good one. You have a good night. God bless you, the family, and the Republic, and you guys have a great one. WSBT 889 will be monitoring for a bit.
Thanks, John. You are awesome. I'll be monitoring as well. Good night, Jim Bob. Good night, John Boy. This is Mary Ellen. Kimber, WRKV 487. I'll be monitoring for a little while, but I would like to go eat some dinner too. So if anybody has any questions or would like to check in late for another 5 minutes, you may do so.
All right, Mary Ellen,
WRMY
good night, John Boy.
249er just arriving. Hopefully, I didn't miss anything too big. Sorry, I missed it again. Just been real busy. Coming out of Weimer, 8 watts, stat rep green.
All right, son, I got you down. Yeah, I checked you in, and I can give you the announcements I did as well as some news. Great to hear your voice. I did call you. I love you very much. And then also I heard Dewey in there, John Boy coming back. So good night, John Boy. Good night, son. I'm going to call you in a minute. Can I do that, 249er?
Yeah, copy that. Go ahead. Yeah, it'll be good to hear from you. Thanks all that was participated in the net tonight. Looking forward to getting a little more time on my hands and doing some more radio stuff, getting a mobile set up in the house. But, yeah, anyways, thank you. WRWM249er, clear.
What a poop shit.
All right, I do have to say it's really good to hear your voice again, and I just doubled with somebody on the Phoenix repeater. Sorry about that. Yeah, good to have you back, son. Working fires for so long. So now we'll get into the cooler weather routine. All right, and I don't know who I doubled with on the Phoenix repeater. Please come now.
I was just saying, 249er, it's a poop show out there. Have a good one, you guys. This is John Boy signing out, WROS 605.
Hey, John Boy. Yeah, it is a poop shoot. I did a couple pump replacements today, and, yeah, never ending. A shit show. Have a good night.
All right, you guys. I just doubled again with one of you guys. I just wanted to say, hey, okay, watch your language here. Other than that, all right. Good night, guys. Everybody be safe, be well. WRKV 487, I am going to be clear. No more checking in. Good night, all.
Okay, before you pick up the phone, 487-731.
Hey, Richard, what's up?
I just wanted to bring it up before. I don't know if it's important to you or anybody else, but I realized the one check-in that was coming in on the Phoenix 700 or was trying to, I realized they weren't coming in on the transmit, the input side. They were coming in on the receive side because the radio I'm on has a talk around, not a reverse. So when I hit the talk around, I still heard her. So she was actually on the transmit side, not the input side. So for what that's worth, I just wanted to clarify.
Oh, very interesting. Okay. All right. Again, I think that may be a programming thing. She's got to get that digital tone in there for the receive, transmit. I don't know. She'll figure it out. I think those codes will help her greatly. All right, let's hope it gets figured out, and if not, they know where to reach out. There's a lot of people here on the radio who are willing to help. Just ask.
Yeah, she'll get it. She was obviously just had the one frequency program. Nonetheless, 487-731, we're clear. We'll let you go to lunch, dinner, phone calls, whatever. We're clear.
All right. Thanks, Richard. You have a great night, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. And everybody else out there, good night. Time to eat some dinner and talk to my son. WRKV 487.